Wolfe Plus 585 Senior. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Hubert Blaine Wolfe Schlegel Steinhausen Bergerdorf Senior, also known as Wolfe Plus 585 Senior, is the short name of a Philadelphian typesetter who has the longest personal name ever used. 585 represents the number of additional letters in his full surname. In total, there are 590. His full 746 letter name is Adolf Blaine Charles David Earl Frederick Gerald Hubert Irvin John Kenneth Lloyd Martin Nero Oliver Paul Quincy Randolph Sherman Thomas Uncas Victor William Xerxes Jensi Suis Wolfe Schlegel Steinhausen Bergerdorf voor altijd waren gewissen haft schaven wessen schaven. Waren wolken vleggen und zorgvuldigheid beschutten von angreifen durch ihre abgierig feinde werken voor altijd 12.000 jaren. Voor aan die entscheiden van der eerste erdemens der Raum sich gebraucht liegt als zijn oorsprong, von Kraft gestart zijn lange vaart in zwischen sternartig Raum, auf der Suche nach die Stern, welke gehabt bewoonbaar planeten kreisen drehen zich und wohin der neue Rasse von verstandig menselijkheid konnte fortplanzen und sich erfreuen an lebenslanglich Freude und ruhe mit nicht ein Furcht vor Angreifen von anderen intelligent Geschöpf von in zwischen sternartig Räum, Senior. Section 1. Biography. Wolfe Schlegel Steinhausen Bergerdorf, Sr., was born in Bergedorf, Germany, near Hamburg, and later emigrated to the United States, settling in Philadelphia. His birth date has been given as February 29, 1904, but he was also reported to be age 47 in a mid-1964 Wire story. He became a typesetter, logically enough, according to Bennett Curve. He was a member of the American Name Society for a while. His name first attracted attention when it appeared in a 1938 Philadelphia telephone directory on page 1292, column 3, line 17, and in a court order of Judge John Boyle of May 25, 1938, Wolfe Schlegel Steinhausen Bergerdorf, Jr., etc. versus Yellow Cab Company, petition for compromise settlement granted, with speculation that the case was settled because they couldn't pronounce it. The son, Hubert Blaine Wolfe Schlegel Steinhausen Bergerdorf, Jr., was born in Philadelphia in 1952 and was able to pronounce his surname by age 3. Family letterhead used the form of Hubert Blaine Wolfe Schlegel Steinhausen Bergerdorf. When Inquirer journalist Frank Brookhauser omitted the letter U in reporting a 1952 Philadelphia photo registration under the 35-letter surname Wolfe Schlegel Steinhausen Bergerdorf's prompt correction was carried by Time and passed on to other outlets. Philadelphia's business computer used an abbreviated form on the city's voting registration books. The utility company, however, when told he wouldn't pay his bill unless his name was right, began spelling it properly on three lines. Brookhauser later responded by attributing the correctly spelled Wolfe Schlegel Steinhausen Bergerdorf as the exemplar Philadelphian named in the first sentence of his R. Philadelphia, comparing him to another local typesetter, Benjamin Franklin. The executive secretary-treasurer of the American Name Society also provided a 163-letter spelling, which truncates and edits the canonical spelling Wolfe Schlegel Steinhausen Bergerdorf voor altijd waren gewissen haft schaven wessen schafts, waren wolken furten und zorgvuldigheid beschutzen voor angreifen durch ihr abgierig fiends, stating that this was his full name as given at birth on the envelope. The spelling was reproduced, verbatim, by the Maryland and Delaware genealogist. In 1964, an Associated Press Wire story reported that the IBM 7074 computer at the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company could handle 1 million policies but refused to handle that of Wolfe Schlegel Steinhausen Bergerdorf, which was specially processed by hand. He explained to reporter Norman Goldstein, "When somebody calls my name, I don't have any trouble finding out who they mean. I don't like being part of the common herd." Versions of this story contain the oldest known occurrences of the long name in print. Some versions cater it to hexacosio-hexaconta-hexaphobia by conveying the rumor that his name contains exactly 666 letters, which has not been supported by any reliable spelling. He appeared in all editions of the Guinness Book of World Records from roughly 1975 to 1985 as having the longest personal name and was photographed for the book in front of a New York City marquee displaying his name, once again misspelled. By 1983, only the 35-letter form above the name appeared in the Guinness Book. In the late 1980s, the category disappeared. Wolfenschlegel's tijd als Bergedorf was also catalogued by local logists Dimitri Borgman and Giles Brandt and by the Book of Useless Information. The Neil Dictionary of American Family Names translates the 35-letter form as a descendant of Wolfenschlegelstein, one prepared wool for manufacture on a stone, of the House of Bergedorf, Mountain Village. The Fairleigh Dickinson University Names Institute gives Wolf Slayer who lives in a stone house in a mountain village. The Museum of Hoaxes, which says the 590-letter name seems to be true, provides a translation by Charles Haberl. It treats Steinhausen as a separate geographical name and continues, who before ages were conscientious shepherds whose sheep were well tended and delicately protected against attackers who by their rapacity were enemies who 12,000 years ago appeared from the stars to the humans by spaceships with light as an origin of power, started a long voyage within star-like space in search for the star which has habitable planets orbiting and whither the new race of reasonable humanity could thrive and enjoy lifelong happiness and tranquility without fear of attack from other intelligent creatures from within star-like space. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.